Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 559. Indigestion. Every time I start, I get a little something happening. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your patronage. We love that you listen. We're here every week. If you want to subscribe, you can, because we do bonus content and it's just a way that you can support us. It's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. Subscribe to our bonus content on redcircle.com. We would appreciate that. Also, you can call us 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. Got it. We only have one email this week and I saw it. It's a nice little, we have a nice little segment going in this email. May require a phone call, but I gotta reach out to Ed because we had one last week that wasn't prompted by an email that we need to, that we should have called about last week and I forgot what it was, but hold on. I'll explain that. You can also email us if you have segment ideas like this other gentleman. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. And, let us know. We'd like to hear from you. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Hey, we're both wearing black shirts. Ed, how you doing, look buddy? Yeah, look at us.
Our cycles.
Yes, they've aligned, just like that episode of Married with Children. Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, we record on Monday nights, guys, and it's not on my radar. I just don't pay attention to shit. I don't know where my brain is, but the national championship game is tonight. And Ed, if you could have watched that, and we could have recorded tomorrow night. I feel like an asshole.
So in almost any other year,
yeah,
I would have said, hey, can we do it a different, because I love college football. I watch, as much as I can. This matchup, I've gone back and forth on well, surely I don't want to cheer for Ohio State, no. But then fuck it. Do I want Notre Dame to win? Notre Dame. Yeah. I've got that big Irish family and there are some Notre Dame diehards. And I'm like, oh, what year do you go? And it's like, yeah. Oh, we're Irish.
No one went there.
Yeah. Just Stolen Valor University.
Yeah.
This is just people have no connection to the school except for they're Irish. Everyone's Irish in this fucking country.
Yeah. There's that new Shane Gillis Under Armour commercial where he alludes to that, where he's like, no, I didn't go there. It's tough because Ohio State, we hate them, obviously, and there's so many reasons to hate them. But Notre Dame, to me, they're like the Raiders. It's their fans.
Yes.
Well, and also they had that one coach with the red face that's got a Southern accent
who
now.
Who murdered the guy?
Murdered a guy. He murdered a guy during practice because he needed to film practice when it was real windy, and practice is more important than lives.
Yeah.
And
Who left Notre Dame because he wanted a chance to win a national title.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Goes to LSU and turns them into an 8-4 team.
It's great.
Whatever.
So, but the thing about Notre Dame is, to me, they're kind of like the Raiders, where their fans are like, they've never been good. I've never known them to have won anything. I never in my lifetime have they been the best team. But their fans are like, you're just jealous of us. You're just
everyone brings their A game when they face
yes,
Notre Dame.
Yes. Like, well, it's because we're not in a conference. Like, it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you're just jealous of our success. What fucking success? You've never been good. So it's hard. I hate them both. You know, this is where you root for the tomahawk missile. Not literally, but so you know.
This game is on in the background, and that's good enough for me. Like,
okay.
I'm good enough to like take a glance, see what's happening, but like ultimately, who gives a fuck?
And what's
like,
what is happening?
Well, I'm on a delay.
Oh, you got it paused.
But it's tomorrow
anyway.
Everyone who is listening to this or watching this, they know what happened.
Yeah.
It's scoreless with like 6 minutes left in the first quarter.
Okay. All right. A lot of people reached out. I'm still riding that high from Denethes Pantera. A lot of people are. I mean, and I've been reached out to by many a person, all with an equal takeaway that we had, that it's a nearly perfect film.
It's, you know, like when something is big. If I work it into every conversation, I'm like, you got to go see that.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Fucking great.
Yeah, you're going to miss it. And we need to support it because, like we said,
the table is set.
Yeah, there's a real good chance that the Sardinians are going to get something going for Den of Thieves 3. And like, what? There's only, how can you go up from here? We're going to find out. There's definitely a way. Okay, let's talk about people who died. And I'm going to close my blinds, so see if I can get there and back in time.
Okay.
Wait.
Nope.
I'm on the wrong page.
This is the end of show.
It's also good. We can just end it right now and watch the game. How about just
while you're doing that, I'll hold up my Dollywood personalized.
Oh, it's her birthday. Happy birthday. Or was it yesterday? I think her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
No, Dolly. my birthday is not for 2 months.
No, Dolly Parton's birthday.
Oh, was it?
Yes. I think it might be today. Yes. It's either today or yesterday. An American treasure.
American treasure for sure.
Dolly Parton, one of the one and onlys. Okay, hold on. Let's try this again. And let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
No, let's get a tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Ed.
Oh.
What?
Before I talk about who died.
Tell me.
You know who's still alive? My commies.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe it.
Jaden Daniels is the real fucking deal. That guy is so good and got a pretty good defense.
They're like the 18th ranked defense.
18th ranked defense. Not the worst defense.
And it was sad because I watched it and... like the TV stayed on, and then you know it eventually got to Dan Campbell and like a sad press conference. And I said to Michelle, I was like, "That was the team I was going to cheer for when the Commanders inevitably lost, and they didn't."
Yeah.
So it's like I don't feel good about the Lions being out of it.
Yeah. Well, because it could end up being the Eagles. Now we all got to root for the Commanders. Like this is Commanders have suddenly become America's team. And what's his name? Daniel Sterling. No, what was his name? Daniel.
Oh, Snyder.
Schneider. He's gone. We don't have to, we can't, so we're not rooting for him. Amazing. I mean, some other douche owns the team now, but we don't know who he is.
He owned the team for 25 years
yeah.
and had 2 playoff wins.
Insane.
And the first year of the new owner has two playoff wins.
So great. And also he's 5'3". Like it's got like he wakes up every day thinking he might not be 5'3" anymore. And he doesn't own the team. He got forced out. And it's great. Everything about it's great. Ed.
And when he played basketball, he needed to work on his floater game. There's no way he was going to score a bucket unless he hit a floater.
He said he had to be a 3-and-D guy. Who died this week?
We lost an absolute legend. Never read anything but like effusive praise of this dude.
Yeah.
Mr. Baseball himself, Bob Uecker, 90 years old. There are just a million, like the days on social media, the days after the word of his passing, Johnny Carson clips.
Yeah.
When Artie Lang's talking about him on the Howard Stern show, like he just, everyone loved that dude. And such a personality. He's a baseball player, a shitty baseball player.
Yes.
He's such a personality that he kills it on Carson. They're like, get this guy his own sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah. They gave him a gay butler.
It was the Miller Lite commercials.
I must be in the front row.
Yeah. And then Mr. Belvedere. And then he's the voice of the Indians in
Major League.
Mm-hmm.
Reviewed here.
Everyone loved him.
Easily one of just the most naturally charismatic humans that you're ever going to encounter in any circumstance. Just naturally funny. Here, I pulled up. Let's get a little bit of him on Johnny Carson. I pulled up a clip.
You better introduce somebody. You're going to be just alone. And you're okay. No good.
Oh, Mr. Baseball.
Mel Brooks is there.
Hey.
Mr. Baseball. Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Who has a career in Major League Baseball second to none. And I mean that. He's now a broadcaster for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I mean, this is peak Johnny Carson right here.
He's got on Monday Night Baseball.
He's got
Bob Uecker.
Got the heater.
The plaid jacket on. Oh! Bob Uecker looks like he came straight from the course. He's dressed exactly like Arnold Palmer. And Bob Uecker's not a small guy. He's a big dude. He's got green and yellow plaid slacks on. A pale yellow shirt and a pale yellow cardigan and yellow shoes on. I mean, what a fit. What a fit, yeah. God.
Jealous.
Welcome back.
Jeez, soup showed it.
Isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Great.
The hair. He's got the hair blow dried.
Good to be back again. It's been a long time.
I hear you on the Monday Night Games.
Yeah, I keep showing up. You know, I tell you to go to Philly or L.A., someplace wherever I tell you to go, that's where I go.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the game is. Who cares?
No. Did you, just where you go, where they send you.
It's really selling.
Well, after the game, I always thought it was much more important than the game itself, you know?
Right.
On the streets a little bit.
What's cooking?
Dig a little egg. Yeah.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you have a dream of being a Major League Baseball player? I mean, let's say someday I'm going to be playing in Yankee Stadium or...
I think every kid does. I think I didn't only want baseball. I wanted track and field too, I guess. I think I was the youngest kid in Milwaukee to participate in a hammer throw. Manual training teacher. Zapped a ball peen hammer at him one day.
Anyway, that's Bob Uecker. It's a real, I mean, he lived a nice long life, but he was a real delight. I would have liked to hear some stories, him tell some stories about working with Lynn Belvedere.
Oh, he sat on his nuts. The time he sat on his own balls.
Yeah, sat on his nuts that one time. They had that one episode where Mr. Belvedere told the kid he had AIDS.
I'm good. Mr. Belvedere told me I have AIDS.
What? Wild times. Wild times back in the day. Who else died, Ed?
R.I.P. David Lynch, famous weird director, 78 years old. He had emphysema and had recently announced, like, yeah, I can't go outside anymore. Like,
It was weird because he was a pioneer in the world. Well, he learned to meditate, I think, like in the 70s. He went to USC film school and he learned to meditate in the 70s. And one of his things, his mission was to like share that with the world. and just he had a meditation center in LA and what got people into meditating. But man, he quit those cigarettes, man. He couldn't quit those cigarettes.
Yeah.
I remember being like about, I don't know, 10 years old. And my uncle was like, hey, we're going to watch this movie. It's called Eraserhead. And I'll just say, I haven't seen it since. I've seen it.
I watched it for the first time. Like, it was like we had just gotten our first VCR. Yeah. I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, Eraserhead, that seems like that would be a pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
And the video clerk, you know, was 16, didn't say, yeah, we're not renting that to you. And I just watched it. I was like, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah. And there was, look, all his movies, Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet, Wild at Heart.
Yeah, Wild at Heart. I watched all those movies. I never watched the Twin Peaks. I know people love it.
Yeah.
Never watched it, but I watched all those movies.
They're
weird.
They're weird.
And like they're movies that I can say were cool and well done, but I never saw one of his movies twice. That was a good one.
I mean, it's kind of like Platoon, you know? It's like they're heavy, you know? Yeah, you got
to
be.
I don't need to see that guy with one leg getting his head bashed in again.
Yeah. Yeah. Mulholland Drive, though, I will say, it's with everything that kind of went on in Hollywood with the Me Tooing and everything. Like, you watch Mulholland Drive and he was kind of like telling you what was going on without telling you what was going on, you know? And it's like, you go back and look at that and you're, you know, there's like the Weinstein brothers are basically in it. Like, there's, you know, there's a lot of weird shit going on in there. He, you know, he's a legend. R.I.P. David Lynch.
Yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. Gus Williams. He was the point guard who led the Sonics to the NBA championship in 79. He was 71 years old.
R.I.P. Gus. Great name, Gus Williams.
Man, they've been talking about NBA expansion. We need Seattle Supersonics.
Sadly.
Great name. Badly. Great gear. Huh.
Yeah.
Beautiful gear.
The X-Men, like, Steve, don't come. You know, like.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Dennis Johnson, the glove. Detlef? Our guy, Detlef? Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Give me that Detlef throwback.
Rain City Jacks need somebody to cheer for.
Make him the coach. You need to make Detlef the coach right away. You need to get all the guys. Get all Jack the old Sigma. Guys. Jack Sigma. You know who were. Wait, was he ever the coach there? Is Yubi. Yubi was the coach there, right?
I'm sure that perm walked the sidelines of Seattle at one point.
Yubi's like 90 years old, and I think he just did his last game.
Yeah, he just called his last game.
Yeah.
And obviously. You know, the voice gets weak and stuff, but he was a good analyst.
He was resonant. Yeah.
He knew his shit. He didn't try to make it about himself.
He was great.
He just loved the game.
I totally agree.
We got a soap aside from across the pond.
Wow.
R.I.P. Paul Dannon, British soap star, 46 years old, respiratory failure, vaping, quote, pushed him over the edge. Death by vape. Soap star.
How much can you vape? You can't possibly vape enough to die from it.
My building is behind a high school.
Oh, there's
lots of vaping.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of vaping.
Yes.
And I've never seen somebody pushed over the edge.
Look. This Norm MacDonald had a joke about that where he's like, I started smoking cigarettes. Because I thought it'd make me look cool. Turns out it did make me look cool. Vaping, on the other hand, like, it's just, you're going to be so embarrassed about this later in life that you vaped. Like, it's such an embarrassing, losery habit. Guys, with the vaping. Look, if it got you off cigs, that's good. But now get off the vaping. Or do those little, everybody sucks on those things now.
Yeah.
I'm not sucking on a thing. I'm not doing a vape dick. I'm not doing any of that shit.
So I only for the first time, like last year.
Tell me.
I vaped weed for the
first time. Oh, yeah.
I didn't like it. It burned my throat.
Yeah, it does.
It's too.
Yeah.
Like, give me a joint. Like,
yes. I'm with you, buddy.
Vaping, it fucking hurt. Yeah. I was like, this isn't pleasant.
And you can't, with the vape. Look, I told a story on this podcast. I was walking down the street and I tried to seem cool and I was standing at a red light and some chick started talking to me and I'm like, and she chatting me up, asking me where she could buy some sunglasses. And I didn't know. And she's like, hey.
It's by the CVS, right?
Yes. And she's like, you want a hit of this? And I go, yeah, I'll take a hit of this. And I didn't want a hit of it. But I did. I didn't. I wanted to seem cool. I got peer pressured, and I took a hit of that thing, and I was like, it was too much for me. And I'm like, and she's like, I know it's strong, right? And I'm like, like I thought I was in a David Lynch movie. Like, I didn't want that. What I do like is, and I don't want to eat any weed. Like, it doesn't. That has a weird effect on me. I don't like it. But a joint, you can control it. Couple puffs.
Like, see, whoa, that was feel. A big hit.
Yes.
I'm gonna pump the brake.
In 20 minutes, I'll see how I feel. But this yes. vape, you hit this vape and you're like, oh, am I just like this forever? Like, I'm not going to be able to think normal for the rest of my life.
I've gone to the great beyond.
Yes.
And burn my throat in the process.
Yeah, it is. It's nice because it's transportable. It's easily transportable.
Yeah.
But you got to be really careful with it. Know your sources. No thanks on the vape. And look, it killed this British soap star, Paul Dannon. Yeah.
He got pushed over the edge.
Yes, he did, for beeping. I really want to know what that...
Yeah.
I'd really like to know more about that, honestly.
There was a paywall on the story. Yes. I saw the quote, and I was
it's the greatest quote ever.
Pushed him over the edge.
It's the greatest, yes.
And finally, we have a death notice. This is not RIP.
Oh, okay.
James Arthur Ray, self-help author, promoted by Oprah, should be noted, whose seminar led to tragedy and death, 67 years old.
What, I mean, what was
Oprah?
This?
Oprah has a Dr. Phil,
Oz.
Dr. Oz, fucking science expert Jenny McCarthy. She did promote. She promoted all these fucking flim flam people.
What was this?
Charlatans.
Hold on, we got to read this guy's thing. Also, 1957 to 2025. The guy's only 67 years old. That's that's too young.
They gave him the three names, so he was considered a serial killer.
Yes, he was. American self-help businessman. Okay, that's always a problem. Motivational speaker.
Profit.
Yes. Author. And convicted felon.
Oh, people died. Who was on his watch?
Oh, who was found guilty in 2011 of causing three deaths through negligent homicide. Wait, is this, I'm going to guess, this is like one of those like sweat lodge type things, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Former telemarketer Ray taught Stephen Covey. Oh, that's the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Yeah. Motivational seminars while employed at AT&T. And he's a real Frank TJ Mackey over here. Tame the cunt.
Yes.
A former telemarketer Ray taught Stephen Covey motivational seminars while employed at AT&T and claimed he later worked 2 years for the Covey Foundation. However, the company has no record of him as an employee. Okay. Let's do the murder. Self-help and pseudoscientific methods. Ray was an advocate of the pseudoscientific law of attraction. His teaching has been described as bullshit. I mean, as including a mix of spirituality, motivational speaking, and quantum physics. I'm guessing it's like way more of the first two.
Get the fuck out of there. I think just use big words to confuse people.
I think he said that last part.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody thinks it's quantum physics.
In an interview, Ray answered about personal responsibility. I fully know for me that there is no one to blame. Every single thing is your responsibility and nothing is your fault because every single thing that comes to you is a gift, a lesson. That's just word salad. That's just gobbledygook. This is just gobbledygook.
Gurus.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a guru thing.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. On October 8th, 2009, at a New Age spiritual warrior retreat conceived and hosted by Ray at the Angel Valley Retreat Center in Yavapai County near Sedona, Arizona, two participants, James Shore and Kirby Brown, died as a result of being in a non-traditional sweat lodge exercise for several hours. Personally conducted by Ray, 18 others were hospitalized after suffering burns, dehydration, breathing problems, kidney failure, or elevated body temperature. Wait, you say if you go in a sauna for several hours, it elevates your body temperature? What, maybe just do the quantum physics on that. Why don't you use your spirituality to stop your brain temperature from going to 140 degrees?
He was cooking the people. He was cooking the people.
Yes. Yeah, to make them strong. Liz Newman, another attendee, died. The attendees who had paid up to $10,000
I know.
I'm paying Bangladeshis to get us a fucking commercial on here, and these guys are getting 10 grand a pop a head.
I will give you so many life tips and not cook you alive.
I'm fucking, Ed, I'm the best at giving tips, and people love my advice. I give great advice. Yeah. I don't follow it. I give it, though.
But I would never put you in an oven like this fucking guy.
The attendees who paid 10 grand each to participate in the retreat had fasted for 36 hours during what was claimed to be a vision quest exercise before the next day's purported sweat lodge. During this period of fasting, participants were left alone in the Arizona desert with a sleeping bag. Although Ray had offered them Peruvian ponchos for an additional $250. After this experience, participants ate a large buffet breakfast before entering the non-traditional structure built for what they had been told would be a sweat lodge ceremony. The site owner reported she learned after the event that the participants went 2 days without water before entering the structure. Because that makes you weak, Ed. This is the law of attraction. You can't attract people while being hydrated. You got to dehydrate to attract. Everybody knows that. Did he do any time? After extensive interviews, Ray was arrested. $5 million bond. Why didn't Oprah put that up? She didn't pay for everybody's land in Lahaina, and she didn't give this guy his fucking $5 million bail. Three of the victims' lawsuits against Ray were settled because he had money. The court case,
charging all kinds of money to cook. Because
of Oprah. Oprah fucking put this guy on us.
Yeah.
So two years.
Let's not forget that author she promoted.
Oh, James Fry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was all, oh my God, Ed. Million little pieces. Then he had to do a mea culpa on the show.
Made him apologize. And she's like, hey, fuck you. Yeah. It's like, what are you promoting? You promoted just for decades, a bunch of bullshit. Charlatans.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy wrote a fun, jaunty book about his rehab that he made up. Who cares? How'd he dive? Henderson, Nevada. Maybe he got the Lamar Odom treatment, Ed.
Oh.
That's where they do that kind of shit.
Gas station boner pill.
Yes, exactly. R.I.P. or announcement.
No.
James,
rest in hell.
James Arthur Ray died. Let's get to yes.
You know what? I'm just thinking of like these self-help retreats. Have you seen the clips of like bitch guys that like want to go to boot camp and they get yelled at? They like pay big money so someone can yell at them and treat them like a Marine.
Yeah. It's the only way they can get hard.
So they can go back to their tech job and feel better about themselves. I love that.
Yeah. There's
just fucking idiots.
There's this guy in he used to be here in Venice, and I think he might be in Sedona or Arizona. And he's like in his 60s. I think he used to be a model and a stand-up comedian. So he's gorgeous. And he's got these clips and he's always sitting there bow-legged, and he's very matter of fact, not bow-legged, cross-legged. And he's very matter of fact. And he's like, I've been doing urine therapy since 1987. I had heard it had great benefits. So what I do is I'll age my urine and I'll drink. And I'm like, he sells retreats and like supplements and shit. He's like, you got to take these piss supplements if you want to be healthy and rich. And I'm like, he's got a big fault. Like, people are buying this shit from him. And I don't like, who are they? And why can't we do that? Let's do that.
It's insane.
Let's just pivot to that. We should be doing
this. We're just providing jokes and laughter.
We're being funny here.
Yeah. We're being creative. And somebody's like, I'm going to yell at you and give me 10 grand. Like, what?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Where's Arlie Ermey when you need him? R.I.P. Okay. Let's do some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
What's going on in the world? Sports.
Well, yeah, we're going to start in the world of Italian soccer. Soccer club Lazio parted ways with their falconer after he posted images of his penile implant on social media. So I guess they... I learned two things this week. I learned that Lazio needed a falconer.
This is an eagle, also, by the way. I'm looking at an eagle.
This is the thing.
Yeah, and it's not a falcon.
No, but this is the crazy thing.
Tell me.
I said this to a buddy of mine, and I was like, that's an eagle. That's not a fucking falcon. Yeah. And he goes, falconry is all birds.
Oh, right.
What?
That's true. Yeah, no, it is. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. He should be called an eagler or something.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think they do owls. They do. It's pretty badass because they like whip a thing around.
They get their arm out.
They got a glove. They got that glove. And it's like,
just give it a different name if it's an eagle.
They'll go kill the pigeon and it'll fly off and it'll kill the pigeon. Now it's free to eat that whole ass pigeon. But what it does is it brings the pigeon back and then the falconer gives him a little bit of liver. He could have had the liver. He could have had the guts. He could have had the asshole. He could have had the cock. He could have eaten the breast, you know, the kid, all the organs. But instead, he settles. Like, they're not too smart, but birds of prey, they're very, we got a lot of them around here. Ed, they're very badass. We got owls. I see them out there when I walk at night. We got hawks. But I agree with you. Yes, this is an eagle. He should be an eagler. Like, what?
Anyway,
yes.
He got a big old boner transplant.
Hold on about, and that's what I'm interested in because I want to see the pictures. Go on.
I actually haven't seen while you're looking for the pictures, I'll tell you one time there were some wildlife experts in London. We were kind of near the Tate Modern, south of the Thames River. And they're like, we got peregrine falcons.
Peregrine. Yeah.
The fastest things on earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fast flight, buddy.
And they had like a little, like sort of like binoculars, but like a stationary thing where they're like, you can watch these things. They fly from the top of St. Paul's Cathedral to the top of the Tate Modern.
Yeah.
And like this time of year, they're always here. And I watched, and a fucking pigeon was just in the way, and this thing just it was like the Randy Johnson
exploded.
Baseball.
Yeah.
It just went right through a fucking, it was going like, I don't know, 90 miles an hour, whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. And it just, the bird just exploded. It was like, oh my God, these falcons are fucking,
they're badass. I have a story like that too. I think I might have told it here one time. My buddy Dave, I'm standing in my buddy Dave's garage drinking a beer one day, and we're just sitting there. And as we're standing there, a pigeon flies in and goes up in the rafters of his garage. And we're just like, I'm like, you're going to have to get that thing out of here. And he's like, well, it'll probably fly away. And we're just like kind of hanging out. And then a few minutes later, his neighbor Ralph comes walking up the street. And he's like, hey, you guys see a pigeon anywhere? And we're like, yeah, it's right there. And he's like, oh, man, yeah, got away. He's like, I have a coop in my backyard. And I'm like, is that okay? It's kind of weird. But we had to get a ladder. He gets up on the ladder and he pulls it down. And then he's just kind of like standing there talking to us. And he's holding the bird. And my buddy Dave's like, he's like, so that's like trained? And he's like, yeah, just, you know, they fly, you know, like send it off and come back. And he's like, so if you let that thing go, it would fly just, you know, he lived like eight houses down. He's like, it would fly to your house.
You would like go home?
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, can we see? And he goes, yeah. And he flops it up in the air and it gets about like 6 feet above the roof line, and a hawk goes boop and explodes it, and it's just feathers, and just the hawk flies away with it. And my buddy Dave's like, I hope you didn't name that one. And he's like, I stopped naming them a long time ago. But that's what they do. They're killers. They're murderers, these hawks.
Yeah.
I'm seeing there's like videos on here. Juan Bernabe. Bernabe viral video leaked. Look, it's a Daily Mail. You know where they would have this is X, the Twitter website would probably have this, but I want like, hold on. Italian soccer club files falconer. Oh, this guy, look, oh, he's Ed.
He looks like,
yeah,
he's going beak to beak with the
He's all shaved up in this one.
Where's his dick pic?
I want to see the dick pic. You know how they do that, right, Ed?
I went an image. What? How?
The implant?
How does it work?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, how does it work?
Well, so, okay, there's two ways. Huh? Unless they've improved it, okay? There's two ways. The first way is they just implant like a metal rod in there. So it's just like basically hard all the time.
That would be terrible.
Sure.
What do you go? You go Texas belt buckle on
off moments? Yeah, you got to lash it, you know, whatever. The second way is they put a little a bladder, and they implant a bladder into your balls, and then the bladder is connected to like a condom that they put inside your dick, but it's like made out of that breast implant material, and when you're ready to fuck, you're like, hey, it's time to fuck. You reach down and grab your balls, and you go.
It's like the Reebok pump.
Yes, 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 exactly. It's like the Shaqs. You pump it up, and then it fills it. The bladder fills the fake dick. But I don't think you can like come or like it's your dick does not work. Like you have to be. What have you done to yourself that you're in this position? Like this is a last resort situation. If you're inflating your dick,
but the fact that I get it. He's Italian.
Yeah, it's
different.
Yeah.
But like, what are you doing post? This is a weird thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ed, you're right. Because I thought he was doing all sorts of birds. Italian soccer club Lazio has fired the falconer who handled their mascot, an eagle named Olympia, after he posted footage online showing off his new prosthetic penis. And I don't understand what this is. Well, like, you know, like somebody gets a nose job. And they're showing their nose job to the work, posting it on their ex account, right? Like
it's not like this is Ragnar or Fireman Ed trying to shake the club
down. He's a falconer.
I'm a falconer. Here's my big new penis.
Yes, the falcon is the star of the show. This guy Barnabé is not the star of the show. He just handles the falcon.
But he's thinking after the game ends. Anyone wants to take my new vehicle for a ride?
See what I got? You see me make that eagle fly around? Let's make you reach new heights.
He's just an Italian man shooting his shot.
Needs it. Wait. Showing the result of his penile implant surgery, which the Associated Press reports was for non-medical reasons.
Of course it was.
Oh, the club realizes and shares the pain that the fans will feel at the loss of the eagle in the next home games. Well, he can't be the only eagle guy.
I don't know where Lazio is in Italy, but surely there's other falconers in the.
There has to be. I was once at a funeral and they did the doves at the funeral and I was chatting up the dove man and he looked like he knew his way around a 12-sided die. Like he was like one of these types, you know, he's the kind of guy that keeps doves. Stringy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hair, mustache, a little overweight, ill-fitting suit. And I'm
like, pictured
him. Yeah, and that's what he was telling me. He goes, what, you're just going to let these things go? And he's like, yeah. And I go, what do they do? He goes, well, they just fly home. And I go, what? I go, how are they not going to get murked? I've seen them get murked by hawks. And he goes, oh no. He goes, their defense is fast flight. He goes, I just fly away from them. And I'm like, oh, really? I go, how many have you lost? And he's like, none. I never lose any. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then I swear to God, Ed, 3 weeks later, I'm reading a story about some dude that's like pointed a gun at his neighbor and there might have been some Aryan Brotherhood ties or something. There were some Nazi leanings involved. And I'm like, that guy looks familiar. I'm like, holy shit, that's the fucking dove guy.
That's amazing.
I'm like, I could have told them. They should have asked me. I could have told them that you'd do this. I want to know. So this guy, he needs it so bad. He's like, I don't even need, like, my dick, okay, it's hard, fine, but you never know. So why don't I just get it filleted? Like you do.
Yeah.
You know how you, like, you can't give your kid a hot dog because it'll choke them. So you got to cut right. it down the middle.
Slice it.
Yeah. That's what they did to this guy's penis. And then they put the implant in there and just so, hey, then he pumps it up when he needs it. Very impressive. If you have pictures, you know, last weekend we did that story about the, you want this horse guy.
Oh, yeah.
And several people reached out to me. They're like, so what's up with the, where's the horse? And I'm like, I don't think it's public.
I looked for the horse, but only DeBoer's daughter saw the
horse. I know. She should have put it out there. Problem is that when you got a horse like that, you're not embarrassed when somebody posts your horse to the internet, you know?
Listen, I've never posted a pic that said, you want this horse, because I don't have a horse.
Right, right. You would need to... Almost knocked them off the table. You would need to, in fact, have a horse to be asking somebody, hey, you want this horse? So that makes sense. Ed, what else is going on?
When you talked about doves, it reminded me.
Tell me.
The Olympics used to release doves.
Yeah. Oh, in Seoul. In Seoul.
Each opening ceremony, because it represents peace, they have like fake birds. Like every ceremony, they'll have like birds on sticks and stuff to represent doves. But they stopped in 1988 because they just released the doves. Yeah. Then they lit the torch, the cauldron in Seoul, Korea, and all the birds, these fucking dumb birds, dumb white birds, they all went around the edge of the cauldron and they lit it. And like you saw like 75, 90 birds just set on fire instantly.
Yeah. They were like kind of hanging out like on the edges and then they lit it up and the birds are like, whoa, it's hot. We should fly directly into it. And you know, birds, their brains are this big. Eh? Like they were
avian,
just
avian size.
Yeah. It's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What else?
We should have opened the show with this.
Yeah.
New world record was set in the 100-meter dash.
Always fun.
Britney Spears said she's into running, and she posted a picture. She ran 100 meters in just under 6 seconds, smashing Usain Bolt's record.
Whoa. Unbelievable. In a bizarre.
I saw somebody say video for Usain Bolt to run a 5:96 and they sped up what it would take for him to run. And it was like your legs are, you know, like that.
It's like a cartoon. Yeah. In a bizarre yet entertaining twist, pop icon Britney Spears once claimed she had obliterated Usain Bolt's 100-meter world record. Oh, hold on a second. There's a picture here and it's, I can't. This is no wonder. Okay, I can't. I think Britney Spears might have an Android phone, Ed. It's like an iPhone 4 or something. Maybe it's an old picture.
I'm getting the glasses. Let's see.
Yeah, look at. Tell me what you see there. Wait. Yeah. You think that's Android or Androids? They have the camera in the middle of the phone, which is so embarrassing. Like, what if somebody sees that? What if you take out your phone to take a picture and people see that the camera is in the middle of the phone instead of the top left corner?
It's got to be an Android because otherwise that's like an iPhone 1.
Yeah, it's too old. Maybe it's just an old picture because it's so.
She ran a 5:97.
Yeah, she's pretty fast.
I mean, he ran a 9:58, and I was like, man. Yeah,
that's wind aided?
And she just crushed it.
Yeah. The internet buzzed with.
Ran my first five.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just, look. We have to believe her, you know? Why would she lie?
Look, the funny thing about her is I was in agreement with everyone saying, like, you know, dad shouldn't take her money away and everything.
But somebody should be helping her.
She absolutely is crazy.
She seems heavily self-medicated and, you know, she was on some shit before.
There's tons of crazy dudes who have a lot of money that don't really, you know, but she's crazy.
She's crazy.
She definitely is crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. P.S. You know, you always know it's troubling when somebody starts with the P.S. Obviously, I was joking about running the 100-meter dash in 5.97 seconds. The world record is held by Usain Bolt, which is 9.58 seconds. That sounds like Russell Wilson wrote it. Like, that's got, that's kind of Russell Wilson. I Googled what to say.
There's zero chance that, like, that she just really came to her senses and said, obviously, I was joking. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
She got, like, 40,000 responses, and somebody's like, Brittany, you got to come clean up. Yeah. Like, you didn't run a fucking...
Poor Brittany.
Amazing.
It's kind of sad. So, yeah.
So, Sydney Thomas, the viral ring girl... Who's got big cans, but she really like smashed them up for that Tyson Paul fight.
Hold on. I just have to look this up. Okay.
Yeah. She was all greased up for that Tyson Paul fight.
Greased.
She was the most memorable part of that that night.
Yeah.
She said instantly an SEC coach, football coach, slid into her DMs after the fight. And I think everybody guessed on who it was.
Lane Kiffin. It's got to be Lane Kiffin, right?
Yeah. She doesn't say that, but I know everyone who's guessing is like, oh, yeah, that seems like Lane Kiffin slid in.
Well, this is the kind of chick that Lane Kiffin tries to fuck right here, like 100%. Like, this is a Lane Kiffin special right here. Like, she was.
Yeah.
And also, like, what, like, she would be smart to hook up with Lane Kiffin, you know? Like,
Lane Kiffin has made some fucking dough.
He makes a lot of money. You know, I believe he's divorced, so, you know, he's free to mingle.
Look, I enjoy the guy who plays the role of the heel.
Me too.
Like, I love Calipari for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, I love when these guys are just unapologetic, like, pricks about stuff.
Yes.
And Lane Kiffin's that guy.
He's great.
Cheer for Ole Miss. I don't, but I kind of respect that he's like, I'm going to be kind of shitty and like troll people on Twitter. That's like, great. I kind of like that. He's like, fuck it.
And like Ole Miss is a contender in the SEC. Like they're not going to win the league, but they're not an easy fucking win. That's for sure.
Right.
They had that Jackson
They're not Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Exactly. Right. Like the Bulldogs.
They're frisky.
I liked when it didn't work out, but he gave it a shot. When he only followed one person on Instagram and it was Arch Manning. Like, come on. Like, how do you not love that?
Right. I like that kind of, you know.
Yeah. And they have good uniforms. And what's funny is, you know, that he's fucking out the door the minute a better job comes along. So it's like, you know, you only got him for a minute. So enjoy the minute. And Sydney, like, enjoy a minute with fucking Lane Kiffin.
He was the UT coach, Tennessee coach.
Great. It was great.
1 year, and they're like, USC's calling. He's like, see ya. Like, Tennessee's a major job. And he's like, USC is higher on the pecking order. Yeah. I'm taking that.
And they all burned. They had like a.
Then they fired him on the tarmac.
Yeah. And then, well, the Volunteer fans had a group Lane Kiffin, like, jersey burning or something. It was like a big protest that they had. It's like, what? You got a better job. Who cares?
I have a buddy who's a big Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
And he hates Lane's guts.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's
great. I love it.
That's awesome. What else, Ed?
The Rams scored a lucky break at the 2023 draft when the Raiders accidentally selected the wrong Byron Young with the 77th pick. And then they picked a few picks later. And they're like, oh, we'll take the Byron Young who went to, I think it was like, one took the one from Alabama and the right one was like, and then they had to cut the guy because they're like, oh, this guy was like a platoon player at one school.
Two things.
This feels very Raiders.
They
took edge rusher out of University of Tennessee, and I think he was like a platoon guy. And then they took the Rams are like, oh, we'll take the good Byron Young.
So this is to your point earlier about serial killers. That's why they always use the three names, just so it can be the most clear. So when they're like James Earl Ray and you're like, oh, first name hoarder, you're like, yes, but there could be another James Stephen Ray in the town that didn't get tricked by the CIA into shooting Martin Luther King. You know, it's like that's why they use the whole name. So this guy, Byron Young, they should do that in the NFL draft too, because You know, there could be another Jack Marius Trakteratrix in the draft, so they got to put the middle name in there.
Byron Young is not like a wild name that there could never be another. There was another SEC player named Byron Young. They just took the wrong one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. You know, this happened. A lot of people taking shots at the Dodgers for just being better at this than everybody else. And I get it. You know, it's like
avoiding all the pay.
When you're at the top of the game, hey, the rules are the rules. We're going to do the rules. A lot of people taking shots. But the Dodgers did this. The Dodgers traded. They needed a relief pitcher from the cheating Houston Astros one time. And they're like, okay, we need Josh Fields. We need a middle reliever. And they're like, we'll take Yordan Alvarez. And the Dodgers are like, fine, Yordan Alvarez. Well, the Dodgers had two Yordan Alvarezes and they fucking didn't realize they were trading the fucking power hitting first base prospect, Yordan Alvarez. And they gave up. And now he's one of the best hitters in baseball. Like, it happens, you know, that's why we got to do the three name thing.
But also
tell me,
a football team run by a guy who has his hair cut with junk drawer scissors.
He's got bangs. Yeah.
He's got junk drawer scissors haircut.
Yeah.
Like,
it's great. But he doesn't run it. Like, he's just there.
They've made a lot of terrible decisions to make me. I mean, when he hired Mike Mayock, who's like a shitty draft analyst.
That was insane.
NFL Network. And then guess what? He had shitty drafts.
Didn't Mike Mayock also like consult an astrologer? There was some kind of astrology tie-in with Mike Mayock. But Mike Mayock, he's one of those guys that he tells it to, like the way he talks, you really believe him. But you don't hire the TV guy. You never hire the TV guy. You hire the fucking nerd behind the computer, not the TV guy in front of the camera. You make a good point, Ed.
Big fuck up by the Raiders. Yeah.
Tell me.
So there was a viral moment. These Eagles fans.
Eagles.
They're so proud of themselves for booing and stuff. Like, they're really proud of themselves. They are. And they love picking on the enemy fan. And because there's, you know, tens of thousands of them. And so they'll always have someone fighting for them.
Yeah.
But there was a viral moment where an Eagles fan was sitting behind a couple people in Packers gear. And he's calling this guy's wife or girlfriend, whatever, an ugly, dumb cunt. And he's like, yeah, that's what I called you. And then they're like, all right, internet, do your job. And like, the dude was fired from his job. He was, and I think his job was like a DEI consulting firm or something. It's like,
on.
Buddy.
Now I got to read this. Like, who says that to anybody? Like, even if somebody,
but you would get punched in the face. Like, I am not a fighter. Yeah, if somebody says that to Michelle, I gotta punch them.
Gotta light him up.
But this guy says this because he's around nothing but Eagles fans, and there happens to be a Packers fan. Like, what an awful thing to say to someone.
It's fucked up. A Philadelphia Eagles fan has been fired from his job after a viral video showed him launching vile sexist insults. Hold on, I'm going to open the viral video.
Oh, BCT Partners, a consulting firm that boasts of being DEI champion.
Yeah, okay, here. Hold on, let's play the video. Oh. Are you singing?
They got one more
yard, dog. So you don't jerk off cum in the air?
Don't.
Oh, she's an ugly, dumb cunt. Look. This guy has the leverage battle, too, because I would say, look.
You know, those fights, the guy in the upper seat.
Yeah, is fucked. Yeah. He was like.
And they always win from above.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Well, the bad guy's above, but to me, he's easily grabbable and dumpable. Like, cause that would be my immediate go-to.
He is not like a tough guy. Like, I know I could beat him in a fight, but he's surrounded by Eagles fans. So like, it would not be good.
Yeah. That actually caused me to have a little rage response because he's fucking like right in her face, fucking yelling at her. And he's a piece of shit.
She's just a chick.
Watch the game.
Hackers gear. Like, she's not in his face.
Yeah. A Philadelphia Eagles fan has been fired from his job after a viral video showed him launching vile sexist insults at a female Green Bay Packers fan during a playoff game in Philadelphia on Sunday. In the clip shared by the woman's fiance, the hostile home team spectator calls Packers supporter Allie Keller an ugly, dumb cunt. And apparently it wasn't the first time. What's it like going to Philly just trying to root for your team? Unprovoked, uncalled for, Packers Twitter, help me out and find this guy. Dude, this is my favorite thing. It's like when somebody posts on Instagram, they're
like, internet is fucking amazing.
It's like the next comment. It's insane how they can do this. Sleuths eventually identified the man who was banned from future events at Lincoln Financial Field and canned on Tuesday from his gig at New Jersey-based BCT Partners, a consulting firm that boasts of being DEI champions. After an internal investigation of the offensive and misogynistic statements made by the employee, BCT wrote on X, the firm decided to part company with the employee. We condemn our former employee's conduct in the strongest possible terms. This individual's conduct and language are vile, disgusting, unacceptable, and horrific. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, sometimes there's two sides to these things. I cannot possibly see another side to this. Fuck this guy.
There's no chance she was in his face before the video. Like, it's absurd. Yeah. And I'm happy that a fucking shithead lost his job because he was the fake tough guy.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fake tough guys are the fucking worst.
Fuck the fake tough guy.
And people, a few people have asked me, like, hey, have you considered going to Philly for the NFC Championship? I was like, there's no part of me. Like, I'd be much more comfortable at home. And like, do I want to sit through that?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah. And there's a nor'easter blowing it. It's
fucking, I think it's 20 degrees outside right now. I'm not. And like, it'll be a high of like 30 on Sunday.
What's the real feel? The real feel is probably in the single digits. One number. Fuck that.
Listen.
Yeah.
I did. Like, I will try to tough it on my bike. The other day, I rode.
You're riding the Peloton.
I was like, it was 38 or 9, and I rode outside, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I can't do this again. And now it's in like the 20s. I can't. No.
Your lungs freeze, Ed. You can't, like, you're. you can't
it's be like doing the anti sweat lodge. Yes. It's the anti sweat lodge.
Yes.
I'm going to
die. It's the opposite. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Yeah. It seems like Ohio State. Yeah. I'm up to halftime. It's 21-7.
Yeah. Okay. Couple of voicemails.
Hey, Brian, Ed, Happy New Year.
Oh, it's David Bray.
Going back to work next week. It's been a long...
Good for you, buddy.
For those that don't recall, David Bray was having a little one.
He was his ticker.
Yeah, he had issues with his ticker. And also, he had an issue with Dawn, our favorite flight attendant in the Houston area. And he said she had to work for Spirit Airways, which is not... true.
Which has been refuted.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to get into the medical stuff, but let's just put that I'm healthy.
Good for you, buddy.
So, great.
Now, so thank you.
See, David's a big dude, and it takes a strong heart to pump enough blood for a guy 6 feet eight. Yeah, and he's got a big ass dick, you know?
For his nether region.
Sometimes a big guy like that gets an erection, and his heart can only pump blood to the dick, and it's good night, you know? So good. I'm glad Dave's doing better.
Well, wish you. So I was looking at Gladiator 2.
It's a movie.
Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil.
Yeah. Was he spoiling? Hold on.
He said spoiler.
I haven't seen
alert.
It. Okay, hold on, hold on.
I thought it, like, considering you wouldn't think that would have a sequel, and this is like 25 years later, I thought they did a good job with it. I liked it. And Denzel's fucking awesome.
Have you seen the Bob Dylan one yet? I'm kind of, like, I've heard nothing but good things about it. And you know how I hate Chalamet.
I've heard nothing but good things of it, and the clips I see, it's like, I am, like, 100 yards from...
I know. There's like, it's your building.
Like it's like
your building's in the movie.
Yeah, and it's like I just don't. I don't know.
It's in your neighborhood. Your neighborhood standing in for Greenwich Village. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I just don't quite. I've just not been motivated. Like Den of Thieves too.
Horse.
I was motivated like crazy to go to that. But like the Bob Dylan movie, I'm like, it's probably like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I know.
But I've heard great things.
Yeah.
I've heard great things.
I know. As have I. And I watched the trailer. And look, everyone knows I hate Chalamet. I've been a big anti-Chalamet zealot. And I watched that trailer and I'm like, this looks pretty good. Now, it hasn't got...
Kind of looks good.
Hasn't gotten me to go to the theater, but maybe I will.
But you know how, like, they're, like, so Gladiator... I really thought that was an awesome movie to see.
Yeah.
Awesome might be strong.
Back to
in the theater. You're seeing shit. Like, I know my life will be just fine if I'm watching Chalamet on Netflix and that.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then screenish stuff do I need?
And then you can watch it in 45 minute chunks.
Right.
You know, you get a chunk here, you get a chunk there. You know what I got turned on to? Colin from Accounts. Have you watched that?
That's funny. New
it's
Zealand?
Pretty funny. Australia. People
I saw the first season. I didn't see the second one.
It's. I think the second one just came out. I'm watching the first season. My sister.
The premise is this chick's just fucking around. She flashes her tit at the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's driving and he hits a dog.
Yeah.
And then. They don't know the owner and they like take and it's like it's a fun like comedy show.
You know, they're married. That's a married couple.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. Because I Googled. So my sister's like, she's like
Paramount.
Yeah. She's like, I like the show Colin from Accounts. She's like, you should watch it. And I'm like, OK. And then she's like, but I don't know if you'll be triggered. And I'm like, why would you say that?
Thought they were Kiwis. They're Australian.
They're Australian. And I was like, why would I be triggered? And then I watched it and I'm like, this chick is cute and doesn't have a black soul. So how could I possibly be triggered by this woman? Like, she's perfect. It's a pretty good show. I've read ahead, Ed, and I don't believe he spoiled. I'm reading the transcript. And if he does spoil, we'll cut it out because we don't. Although that movie came out 3 months ago, Ed. I will just say it's been out. It can't even still be out. It's not. It's done being out. It's not in the theaters anymore, is it?
I think it's
could be. I'll cut out the spoiler if he spoils.
Okay.
The first one was better. They were both very enjoyable.
Of course, it was better.
I don't deny that.
Yeah.
Basically, like the first character.
Yeah. That's good. Also, like Ten of Thieves Mantera.
And I can't wait to go see Den of Thieves 2
Mantera.
I think 2 is better than 1.
Oh yeah, it's twice. Like, it's twice as good.
Yeah,
it's way better.
This is Godfather 2 territory. Yeah. This is
it's way better. I don't like. Why do they call it Pantera? Unclear. Like it's because they're like the Panthers or something. Their squad.
There was some Panther bullshit squad, but like there was no need for it except it's a cool word.
There's a little infighting in the squad. It's a cool word. Den of Thieves 2 Panther. It's got a colon in it. Like it's perfect. Yeah. Like everything's about it's perfect.
No notes.
Yeah. No notes. Zero notes. Redo. Let's go. Let's go for number 3.
I just started listening to the podcast.
Give us your review.
I'll call you guys,
Dave.
And as far as the person taking the leap on his sleeping, I don't know.
So he's an airline expert. He's talking about the guy that pissed on the guy in the seat next to him. David Bray has the most difficult job in the airline industry, gate agent.
Yeah. I think that incident, you know, Dawn's going to be like, look.
She said she's been puked on multiple times. And Dave says she's lying.
Can David suss out, this guy looks like he'll piss on someone.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep that guy off the plane, Dave.
Like,
where were you?
Everybody. That airport needed a David Bray.
It did. I know some people. I've known people in my life that they go to get on that plane and they get
denied at the door.
Heisman, hold up. You're not getting on this plane. What? You've been in the bar.
Have I?
Sleep it off, buddy. Like, you're not. And look, Bray's probably got to do that. And what are you going to say to Bray? The guy's 6'8". You know, like, he's a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Yeah, you got a big ass dick.
Oorah.
This is a daily choice. It really isn't a daily choice. You would get total retribution on this person for doing it for 5 minutes. You're not going to stop for anything. Daily choice. Would you have to be peed on or taking a shit on? Unfortunately. But
David, that is just, this is not that kind of show.
You guys know this. Yeah. Even Delta, American, United.
He's ranking the airline.
It's the Greyhound of this guy.
Yeah.
It's an absolute zoo back there.
It is.
With smaller and smaller seating like rooms.
It is.
Guys, I miss you. Happy New Year again. Looking forward to a good year and hope to hear from you guys. All right.
London,
Brian,
buddy.
See you.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's going to say, see you at Reality Steve's Listener Appreciation Event. I will definitely see you there, buddy. I'm supposed to go to go see a concert
in
New Orleans. Oh yeah, that's in Vegas. Oh. I'm supposed to go see a concert in New Orleans. And like, there's not that many flights from LA to New Orleans. I thought I would have.
That seems surprising.
It's crazy. I thought I would have like my choice of like 7-8 flights a day. And it's like Delta, Southwest, or Spirit are my choices, like, for the days I want to go. So, look, they don't make it easy to fly in an airplane anymore. David, we appreciate your service. Okay, here's one more.
Ed, Brian, hey, you guys.
Oh, two. The Guru's two is back. But, don't hear from the guy for a year. And all of a sudden.
The only guru we like.
Love this guy, yes. I would sweat lodge it for the Guru Stew.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how rich is this fucking guy.
Oh, I love that.
And I was going to do a thing, but I lost it. So,
okay.
You know, I'm Mr. Movie Guy. Like, I've seen probably 100 movies in my life. So,
well, we talked about one of them. One of them was, what's the one with?
Shooter?
Shooter with
Mark Wahlberg.
So, that new Mark. So, Everywhere You Look is.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's the new Mel Gibson Mark.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
They've purposefully hidden Mel Gibson's, yeah. And they're like, from the director of Apocalypto. I know who that is.
It's crazy. He's one of the biggest stars in the history of Hollywood, of entertainment, and a fucking great Academy Award winning director. Like, it's Mel Gibson.
This Christmas season, I watched what's the movie we did? Lethal Weapon.
Oh,
with my son.
It's so good.
And he's like, he liked it, even though it's, you know, dated in ways. Yeah. But it's a great movie.
It's great.
And I was like, yeah, this guy like kind of has to go under the radar these days because like,
yeah,
he's pretty anti-Semitic and misogynistic and all that.
I thought about this, Ed, because I did see that his house burned down in the recent.
Oh, yeah. While he was doing Rogan's podcast.
Yes. His house burned down. His house burned down. But also, Moon Shadows, the place, the restaurant on the beach
called Sugar Tits.
Yeah, where he got shit faced and got a DUI after he left.
Yes, the cop Sugar Tits.
He's like, let me guess, you're Jewish, aren't you? And right. Like, whose first go to is that?
Like, he's some anger. I've seen interviews with his dad in the past where it's like his dad's a Holocaust denier, like. Yeah, he was like raised in a lab to be an anti-Semite.
He was. So I feel like it's kind of a wash for him that, yeah, he lost a house, but he'll get insurance money. He could build another house. But the place where that's known for over-serving him to the point of that great DUI is also gone. So he's probably pretty happy about that.
I was just wondering what you guys thought about Snatch. And I'm not just saying that so I can say the movie name.
Really?
I mean, it's a great fucking movie.
It's a great
especially
movie.
For a foreign movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Got weird people in it.
Yeah.
They kind of speak English.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it really is a great movie. What do you guys think?
It's so good.
Anyway, appreciate you. Love your balls.
It's like really the only time that Brad Pitt has been great in something.
I like a bunch of Guy Ritchie's movies.
Me too.
And I saw, you know, like an entertaining one, I think last year, the the gentleman of ungentlemanly warfare or something. It was about World War II dudes.
Oh, really?
They always have like the same tone. They're fun.
Fun. They're fast paced.
Rock and roll. I liked. Yeah. Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. If you like
some fun movies,
if you like Snatch, you should see Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which is basically the same movie. He just didn't have the budget to do it when he did Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
A young Jason Statham.
Yeah. Very good. Very good movie. Both of those movies are good. Yeah, I agree. Okay. One quick email here. Hi, Brian and Ed. I believe my 2025 goal of achieving full consistency has been accomplished. The following Sunday tweet changed my life, and I assume many others. I don't like it. Because this person sent this to me, and I didn't understand it. And then I sent it to you, Ed. And I'm like, because you're into sports and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Ed'll know what this means. And Ed's like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. So I'm going to read it, and everyone that's listening is going to go, what does this mean? This is the tweet. Quote, I would hesitate to judge a potential analyst based on his effusive praise of a contemporary. What serves the viewer most is when an analyst gives fair, pointed critiques of those same contemporaries who deserve it. That should be the standard. End quote. Everything is so clear now. Thanks. That's from G. Fish. So there was one more thing. What did he, cause we were very confused about something else that he tweeted, and it was last week. And then we forgot to talk about it.
I don't remember. Was it
also about Tony Romo?
About once a week. There's a confounding tweet.
Hold on. So my question to you is, are we going to be disappointed should we call him and ask him what he's talking about here? Hold on. Well, let me see if I can find the
last energy. Time we called him, he was really cashing in on the 25-cent word proletariat.
Yeah.
He really just kept hammering us with that word.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Hold on. There was something, but here's the problem. He's the last person on Twitter. So like I'm looking back for his tweet, the tweet that I wanted to ask him about last week.
Like I tweet once every 6 months.
Yeah. He's doing multiple a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he hates Tony Romo.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't he okay with like Buck or something?
I don't know. He might. I don't know if he doesn't like him too. And is that tweet? He's like contemporaries. So does he think that when they crack the mic, Troy Aikman should be like, Tony Romo sucks. Anyway, let's talk about the game. Like, what's he talking about?
Oh, Tony Romo.
Yeah. It's so confusing.
He thinks you're not really valid unless you criticize.
Yeah. Other
broadcasters, which
oh,
I can't remember that ever.
God, happened. Love this. Kirk Herbstreit has found his voice this year in NFL coverage.
General Herbstreit just posts endless pictures of his fucking dog.
Yeah.
And he is a Alabama jock sniffer who's like, they should have been in the tournament.
Yeah. He's in over his head in NFL. General note for talent. Dare to be interesting. It might compromise relationships, might make your next prep meeting with a team a bit more awkward, but stuff like this best serves a viewer. So what he's doing is he's like doing like a Richard Deitch thing.
Next job.
Yeah, he's like a media critic. Looks like Romo was right. The Broncos giving up these touchdowns makes it harder for them to win. There was something he said, and I'm scrolling back so much. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute
of the show.
With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Yeah. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.